This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard, and good morning across the country and around the world as we head into Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius 217 XM 203, Digital Channel 967. As we talk the world of sports on a Tuesday into a Wednesday, and, you know, some of it good, some of it bad, but obviously happy St. Valentine's Day across the world. Here we go. Big day. A lot of people going to restaurants. I was in one today that I'm going to maybe hint a little something about coming up in the program, but we look forward to it. Obviously, a very sad night in East Lansing, Michigan. That's where the night started for me. You know, you're watching sports, and then you see these news bulletins, and we've just become – I'll speak for myself. I shouldn't say we. It's just I just throw my hands up in the air and say, here we go again with these mass shootings. And this one here is just a head-scratcher. 43-year-old guy, no connection to Michigan State, some issues back on the East Coast of New Jersey, takes it out on some innocent college kids. I mean, what a nightmare for the parents and the families. But sadly, that's where we start today, with just the horror of these mass shootings. We had Virginia Tech back in 2007. I mean, we could go on and on and on, and it's just, if it's not a college campus, it's corporate America. If it's not, it's a street corner in Memphis, which was not a mass shooting, but just a horrific situation with a young man and the police. And it just, the news today is just so sobering. So, you know, you throw St. Valentine's Day into the mix, and it just gives you a little cause for pause and some respite with some good in the world. So how about that? Sports-wise, Derek Carr, the Las Vegas Raiders weren't about to swallow $40 million guaranteed, so that's going to really accelerate the Aaron Rodgers situation. We'll delve into that. NBA, Celtics, Bucks, Tiger Woods teeing off at Genesis in 1 month from today. Let the madness begin in March. NCAA men's basketball tournament, women's as well. Lots to get to on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. I'm Marty Terrell here on SiriusXM and Sports Byline Broadcast, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and by Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub in Pleasant Hill, Iowa, heart of our Big Ten, Big 12 country, on a road show Tuesday through a Wednesday. Coming right back.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total leverage rates.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Tuesday as we roll along here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell along the way. Dom's download coming up. We'll sweep the bottom of the hour with that. But we'll get into, you know, we'll just kind of dust up on the NFL news. Obviously, Derek Carr's in the news. We'll see New Orleans, Washington Commanders. Who knows about Tua in Miami? All sorts of possibilities. There just is. There's all sorts of possibilities. You know, we saw that with Baker Mayfield. We saw it with Sam Darnold. 1 minute you think a guy's going one place and it turns out the next. What this really does, I think, from an interest standpoint, not so much where Derek Carr goes, it's who succeeds him and fills his position with the Las Vegas Raiders. And the first one that comes to mind, you know, is Aaron Rodgers, and he starts a four-day in the darkness retreat. I mean, look, I love Aaron Rodgers. He's just an odd duck. Hell of a quarterback, Hall of Fame, first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, but he's going off on some retreat, which I should knock. I mean, it's a guy's choice. You know what? He wants to go hang out and, you know, rub oil on himself, burn some incense, and burn some other stuff, legal or otherwise. Good for him. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Rodgers does here. Vegas, to me, I think it would be better for him, quite frankly. I do. Closer to his West Coast roots. New York, I mean, we saw Favre. It's just so weird how, you know, Rodgers waited for Favre to finish up in Green Bay, and then, you know, Favre wasn't done, ends up in Minnesota, and then when Minnesota ran its course, it was off to the Jets, and then he takes a picture of his privates and sends it to Jen Stenger, and, you know, Favre now embroiled in a fraud case down in Louisiana. Fraud in Louisiana is like, you know, Cheerios for breakfast. I mean, but anyway, so, or Mississippi, wherever it was, that I should knock the people down there. Probably not a good idea here on national and international radio, but hey, so be it. Anyways, so, you know, Rodgers, it looks like, you know, playing out the string with Green Bay, a disappointing year. I thought it was over after they got knocked out by the 49ers a year ago. I just did. I thought, you know, that was probably the best time for him to go. But he came back. He had 30, almost 40 million reasons to do so. And now it's you know, it's 50 million or 59 million. They have just ungodly amounts of money. So that's not going to happen in Green Bay. Probably the Jets. So Raider Nation has to, you know, probably swallow another bitter pill which they're very accustomed to, whether they're in Oakland, Los Angeles, or now in Las Vegas. It's just, and I'm not, you know, I'm not knocking the organization, but it's just, you know, it's a weird fit. And for many players, it is. For some, it works out great. I mean, when Richard Seymour left the Patriots, I thought the worst possible place he could go was the Raiders. And in the end, it wasn't horrific by any stretch. So there you go. We'll keep an eye on that. Jets, probably the leader. Vegas, the other option. I don't see a third one. You know, you keep hearing, you know, that the 49ers would be a customer if Purdy's surgery. They're not going to know about Purdy's surgery for 3 or 4 months. And even then, his rehab is going to take him into September. I think that's a long shot. When I hear talk show hosts talk about that and try to create this scenario, I don't see it. So we'll get Dom to weigh in on that. Bottom of the hour. All right. The other thing, you know, obviously, is a month from today, it's college basketball. The women's side is where I'll start. Ladies before gentlemen, especially on Valentine's Day. Listen, this is the South Carolina Gamecock Invitational. This is, I mean, I hate to say this. Talk about popping a balloon and bursting a bubble. It just, it's going to take a monumental. This is, seriously, folks, hear me out on this. This is UCLA in the 60s and 70s is what Don Staley's got there. Now, it's different insofar as the women's recruiting game and going after the talent. Connecticut's going to be knocking on people's doors and kicking doors down, although Gino Auriemma is long in the tooth by college basketball standards. But who knows? Coaches don't quit anymore. There's too much money. They're going to coach into their 70s, mid-70s, if they're good enough. And if they got somebody that's going to sign the check, they're going to do it. So you got Auriemma in Connecticut. Indiana's on fire. You know, you still got great possibilities at Tennessee. You've got Baylor. You've got LSU. You've got, you know, West Coast teams like Stanford. Need I delve into Stanford? By their standards, they're down a little bit. They're not going to be down long. You know, and then you get into the Midwest. You got the Iowa program, which has flirted with top four this year. They're getting quality kids. Lisa Bluter's done a heck of a job with the Lady Hawks. She's kept her homespun Iowa talent, but she's dipped into Indiana. She's dipped into Illinois. She's done Missouri. She's done a very good job recruiting her Midwestern footprint and now really getting a little bit, not even a little bit, a substantial chunk of national recognition with Caitlin Clark, who is a phenomenal player, folks. This might be the second coming of Sue Bird. So the women's thing, though, despite all this parity that I throw out there, the parity doesn't begin until you remove South Carolina from the conversation. They're head and shoulders. I mean, they may not lose. They're not going to lose a game. It's going to take the Boston girl, Alaya Boston. I think I got her first name right. If she goes down, game changer. But if she's healthy and Don Staley's got that team clicking, there's nobody going to beat them. There's nobody. And here's the other thing I'll say. They may not lose a game by single digits. It may be double digits. That's how good they are. So welcome to the Gals Gamecock Invitational with South Carolina roughshod through that draw. I mean, just they'll rip off the six requisite victories and cut down the nets. So there you go. Men's side, I love it. I really do. It is so crazy. 1 through 15, and you could take a team out of the top 20. You could take Creighton and say, now look, I'm not saying Creighton's going to win the national championship, but they're a possibility for the Final Four. But you've got Purdue and Alabama. Now, Alabama's ranked number one first time in over 20 years or about 20 years. Alabama's a football school. I mean, you're talking Alabama on talk radio. Someone that walks halfway into this conversation and hears me talking about Alabama, he's thinking, what's he talking about college football for? Must be recruiting or must be something up with the coach. Must be up, you know, something up. They hired a new coordinator, this, that, and the other thing. It's not the case. Alabama has got one heck of a team. Could they cut down the nets this year in Houston? Absolutely they could. The other thing you could see is Kelvin Sampson and his Houston Cougars might take the championship and cut down the nets in their own backyard at the home of the Texans inside the dome. And Houston's going to have a huge opportunity, A, to get to the Final Four, and B, cut down the nets. UCLA, got to put them in the mix. Kansas, we haven't talked about Purdue. Purdue, one minute, they look like world beaters. The next minute, they're getting beat by Northwestern. Head-scratching with Matt Painter in Purdue. Texas, you know, Chris Beard, 6-7 weeks ago, he's in domestic dispute. Suspended, ultimately fired, interim coach, all sorts of turmoil. All they've done is play really good basketball, really solid basketball. National championship caliber, absolutely. Final Four possibility, not likely, but yeah, a very excellent chance. And again, homespun in the state of Texas. And then there's always Kansas. Kansas, you know, you want to talk about a conundrum. Grady Dick, outstanding. Wilson, one of the best players in the country. They've got three or four guys that Billy Self went into Texas to get these guys. You want to talk about motivated young kids to get to their home state to play for a national championship? Put a circle around Kansas. 1 month from today, NCAA tournament. March Madness, great time of year. That's where we get started here on Valentine's Day. We talk the world of sports. Dom's download coming up. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. What will the Niners do? The Niners were the best team that didn't win the Super Bowl this year. It could have been because of Brock Purdy. It might have been that, heck, they would have got beat anyways, even if Purdy hadn't got hurt. We're going to delve into that. Dom's download. As we talk the world of sports, NBA tonight, Celtics and Bucks. We'll visit streaming to be streaming about the world of sports near the top of the hour. On a Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm Marty Terrell, right here on Sports Byline Broadcast.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
World of sports and a whole lot more here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, time for Dom's Download, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners. Our buddy Randy Byrne, they have a 7-state footprint: Minnesota, Iowa, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas. It is Vanguard Utility Partners. When municipalities, towns, big businesses obviously want to upgrade infrastructure, all sorts of things with internet services, your plumbing, all sorts of things. Guess what? They got to make sure when they're going to upgrade infrastructure that they don't tamper with the existing infrastructure, and that's where they go in there and get it all mapped out so when excavators go in there, they don't do lethal damage. That is Vanguard Utility Partners. Dom's Download. Dom, how are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. By yourself?
It's good to hear your voice out there in the Bay Area. Derek Carr, let's start with the Raiders. We knew this was coming. They're not going to eat $40 million. We knew it was over. He didn't play the last two games of the year. Where does he end up? Where do you think he goes? And then what do you think the Raiders are going to do? We've talked about this a lot, and it's a moving target. What do you think?
Yeah, the Raiders, I don't know where they're going to go. Maybe they kick the tires on a Jimmy Garoppolo guy. Maybe they look at the draft and try to bring a young guy up while they hang around with a veteran for a year or two. Maybe they give the reins to Jared Stidham for a year as a transitional quarterback. I'm not sure. I think if they do kick the tires on Garoppolo, it's a pretty lateral move. I will say it'll probably be cheaper than Derek Carr's $40 million, so there's that. As for Carr, I could see him going to the Saints. I know there's mutual interest there. The Saints were in dialogue with the Raiders to trying to maybe work on the parameters of a trade. But, hey, when you know a guy's going to get cut, why trade for him, right? So I think a really quarterback-needy team could be a really good destination for him. Maybe Tampa Bay. Maybe Carolina.
They need somebody.
Yeah, maybe right. Carolina. But I'm thinking it's going to end up being the Saints.
Yeah, I think the Saints. You didn't mention Washington. That was an early rumor. It's kind of lost some of its steam. Ron Rivera hasn't thrown cold water on it. The one that I think is sneaky is Tua in the Miami situation. He says he's coming back, but listen, the accumulative, the accrued damage done to his brain. Now, remember, these are concussions, and that sounds like a daunting injury, but when you realize what it is, it's brain trauma. Man, oh, man, I think his situation can only be labeled and asserted as tenuous in Miami. Do you see it that way, Dom? What do you think?
I can see it from the standpoint that obviously any guy can get a concussion and be out. It can happen at any given moment. However, with a guy who's had, three at least this past season.
I think it's four or five. But you're right.
It's the long term fear of, okay, if he gets hit again and gets concussed again, is he done for the year, or is it a 3-week, 4-week thing? Like a handful of, obviously, there's no strong time frame for concussions because the symptoms can last or they can dissipate quickly. So I think that has to be in the back of Miami's mind. And the unfortunate part is Tua was playing great football.
He was looking
like the quarterback that Miami was hoping he was going to be when they took him. So I think they're going to stick with it. I think they – almost in part because of how poorly Miami, the organization, handled it, I think they owe it to him to gut it out and ride with Tua as long as they can. But when it comes, I think he's come due for the big contract extension from that class pretty soon. It'll be interesting to see. I could see a scenario both ways where, A, they keep him, they love what he's doing, they love his leadership, da-da-da-da-da, or B, they're too gun-shy to really go and give him that big quarterback extension. So I could see it going either way.
Yeah, and I agree, too, that I think New Orleans is probably the leader in the clubhouse, but that's obviously going to bear watching here in the offseason. All right, so what is that? So, you know, we've talked about it, Garoppolo. What does Aaron Rodgers do? It almost seems like the Jets not only are the leader in the clubhouse, but he's off on this retreat. I don't know, 4 or 5 days. I don't know what he's going to be doing, but he's going to contemplate. So clearly by this time next week, we should be able to lick our, you know, collect the fingers and raise them to the air to see which way the Aaron Rodgers wind is blowing. But it looks like from Green Bay, it's blowing kind of southeast towards the Big Apple and the New York Jets. You see it that way too, Dom? What do you think?
I think he's going to end up staying with the Packers. I'm desensitized
wow.
to the Aaron Rodgers offseason drama. I believe a word that comes out of anyone's mouth. He's going to end up staying like he does every single offseason. Oh, Devon.
But I don't think the Packers want him. They don't want him at that figure. Do they cut him and bring him back? I mean, what do you do? You can't pay. I mean, you cannot. I just can't see them paying $59 million for a quarterback.
Okay, here's the thing, though.
But go ahead.
Here's the thing, though, Marty. His cap hit, if you cut him, you're paying $60 million for him to not be there.
I think 35. I do think the cap hit is 35. I don't know why it is, whether it's structured with some of that as signing bonus. I don't know what it is, but I read, and I could be wrong, and you might want to Google it and correct me because I do not want to give out bad information on Dominic's download. Trust me, because if it's wrong, you're going to take the hit because your name's all over this segment, and I'm going to be the one that dropped it in there. I think his cap hit is in the mid $30 million range. And if
how about this one, Marty? Neither of us were close.
Yeah.
If he's cut, his dead cap hit is $99 million.
Are you serious? $99 million? Come on.
I'm looking at it on SpotTrack, which has great information on tons of contracts and everything. His base salary, $1.1 million. Option was $15 million. Cap hit, $31 million. Dead cap, $99.8 million.
Virtually, they're stuck with him. If he doesn't want to go and agree to a trade, they're stuck with him.
100%. That's it. It's exactly what it is. And even if so, dead cap does come into play a little bit when a player is traded. I don't know if there's clauses or contract in the contract that allow the Packers to not have to pay that dead cap hit if he is traded. But if it's triggered, even if he's traded. Are the first-round picks worth shelling out $100 million and having that go against your salary cap? It's not even like it's baseball where we cut the guy. All right, we got to pay him a bunch of money. Okay, that's a bummer, but it's okay. We can still bring in whoever we want. With the salary cap in play, I think the salary cap, having $100 million just unavailable is impossible to work around. I think you might as well keep him.
It's arguably the worst contract in the history of sports, or the best contract in the history of sports for Aaron Rodgers because he holds all the cards. Excellent, excellent point. Interesting. All right, I want to turn my attention to your backyard. Golden State, obviously out in the West. The West is obviously very interesting. With Durant, after the All-Star break, ready to lace it up in Phoenix, are they the prohibitive favorite in the West? And what do we say about the defending world champions? Because they were active at the NBA trade deadline last Thursday. But did they get better or did they stay the same even though they made some moves?
Okay, so one, really quick, going back to the Rodgers thing, the worst contract in the NFL is the Deshaun Watson contract, fully guaranteed. That's the worst one, and then Rodgers probably number two.
I would say that's true. And not only was Deshaun Watson's terrible, it set the bar so high for quarterbacks, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous because now quarterbacks are – and we're seeing it play out in Baltimore with Lamar because Lamar Jackson's saying, you know what, if you don't guarantee my contract – a la Deshaun Watson, I'm not staying in Baltimore. So he not only did he do damage to the Texans, he totally, totally turned guaranteed contracts, which are virtually unheard of in the NFL, other than the signing bonus upfront money, unheard of. I mean, there was some. Brady's going to get guaranteed money, Rodgers. But you're right about that. Good point. But Lamar Jackson watched that very carefully, and now that's what he's saying. That's where he wants to begin his negotiations in Baltimore.
Yeah, it reset the market in a bad way. So back to your most recent question, I still maintain the Nuggets are still the team to beat in the West. I'm not impressed by the acquisition of Kevin Durant like a lot of people seem to be. I don't trust Chris Paul and Devin Booker in the playoffs. I don't trust Devin Booker and Kevin Durant to be able to exist harmoniously. And you lost something on defense. Now, Kevin Durant, fantastic defender when he's when he wants to be. Devin Booker don't play defense. I don't see it happening. The Suns are not going to get past the West. They're not going to get to the finals. It's not going to happen. For the Warriors, I think the trade, if you had asked me a couple days ago, was an upgrade because Wiseman wasn't playing significant minutes for them, and then you bring back Gary Payton II. He can play some significant minutes, but he's hurt.
Yeah, I know. That whole trade looked like, yeah, I know. It's crazy. That whole trade got gummed up over the weekend. I thought the deal would completely fall apart. Were you surprised it got done?
No, they were so desperate to get rid of James Wiseman. I don't agree with it. I think it was a terrible decision. I understand why they did it. It's not my money, but I think it was a terrible decision. But they were so adamant about getting rid of him that the trade not working out afterwards, and if they were to say, all right, forget it, we'll scrap it, imagine having to say, hey, James, I know we just traded you, but welcome back to the team. You're on the join us for the stretch run here. It was just a situation where they needed to just let the trade go through no matter what.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than you're traded and then a failed physical. I mean, look what we saw in baseball. You see it all the time. You got a guy that you trade and then all of a sudden he fails the physical, you get him back. He knows he's not wanted and you don't want him. So it really is a gummed up situation. All right, Dom's Download, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne, a 7-state footprint in the Midwest. When we come back, as we said, NCAA tournament time's right around the corner. Spring training is underway with pitchers and catchers reporting across Arizona and Florida. Take a look at the boys of summer. On a Tuesday into a Wednesday, part of Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM Worldwide.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's single, Dave's single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, Sam. Whew! Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Marty Terrell here, Sports Byline Broadcast. Thanks again to Dominic Jimenez. Outstanding job with Dom's download. As we still got a ton to get to on a Valentine's night NCAA tournament, men's and women's. For the men, it's a month away. Selection Sunday is less than that, so it's really going to – February flies by. Obviously, it's the shortest month of the calendar, whether it goes 28 or 29 days. But anyways, the fact of the matter is, I think we got just unbelievable tournaments. Obviously, South Carolina, as I mentioned, on the women's side is just going to run roughshod over that draw. It's going to take a miracle for someone to beat them. They're that good. They're dominant. They're UCLA of the 60s and 70s under John Wooden, Walton, all of them. Great, great UCLA team. Sidney Rowe, Curtis Rowe, Sidney Wicks, Gail Goodrich. I mean, we could just go on and on and on. They were dominant. That's how good that South Carolina Lady Gamecock team is. Dawn Staley's team looks invincible. Now, look, player gets injured. You know, they still got to play the games. Trust me, Dawn Staley's walking into that locker room saying, hey, look, girls, you got a bullseye on your back. I mean, Gino Auriemma went through this at UConn. We saw it with Pat Summitt at Tennessee. We saw some dominant Baylor teams, some great women's programs, Stanford over the years. When you think of women's basketball domination, you think, to me, Connecticut, Stanford, Tennessee, and now South Carolina. That would probably be, and I know I'm probably missing one, somewhere out west, perhaps. But when you look at the women's, if you look at the women's programs now, it's phenomenal. They're getting great TV numbers. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, I do a show at least one day a week in a quote-unquote sports restaurant. And it's amazing when people walk in with a place, Muggsy's, that has ESPN Plus, the Big Ten Plus. And granted, it's a little different here in the heartland, in the Midwest, where high school sports, and I'm not saying they're not big in the South and the West and across the country, but here it dominates conversation because, for the lack of a better analysis, it's not that there's not a lot to do. There is, but it's more of a homespun approach to life. Now, I've lived on the East Coast. I'm not saying high school sports aren't big there. They are. But it just has a different feel here. It just does. And what they do is they, you know, in the state capital of Iowa, they do this up in Illinois. They go downstate at Champaign-Urbana. They don't play it in Chicago. They kind of move it towards the rural area, and all those city schools from Chicago descend on downstate Illinois. They bring busloads of kids. Indiana obviously uses, if not Bloomington, they've got Indianapolis, and we all remember the movie Hoosiers. So we, you know, the field house at Butler. It has a different feel than the coast. And I California high school sports, look, you don't have to, you know, I'm not going to make a fool of myself. California is a huge state. They have unbelievable high school sports. I'm saying it's more spread out. It has more of a college feel. That's where I want to go with this. In Texas, California, Arizona, Florida, Louisiana somewhat, even into the Carolinas where you have a lot of these academies that recruit kids, it has more of a college feel, the high school acumen in those aforementioned states. In the Midwest and parts of the Northeast in your rural areas, it has a Hoosiers feel to it. Communities, buses, booster clubs, car washes, bake sales. It's just crazy. Their fundraising efforts, their Friday Night Lights approach. It's you know, it's apple pie Chevrolet in America is what it is. And it's not, I'm not discounting what California, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania would fall into that. Pennsylvania would fall into that category of kind of being a hybrid. You get near the Pittsburgh area, it's more academy-like, more prep school, more private school, Catholic school type of thing. You get to rural western Pennsylvania where they spawn Joe Montana and Joe Namath and Dan Marino and Tony Dorsett. And we could go on, and Mike Ditka. We could go on and on and on. And what's ironic is the Friday Night Lights movie was based on Texas, which was fine because they tried to give you a high school homespun feel to it. Trust me, in Texas, it's big business. The town closes down. It's all true. They roll up the sidewalks. They roll them up Thursday. Friday's basically, if you're going to rob a bank in Texas, they say do it on Friday because there'll be one person in the bank. I mean, it's a joke. But the fact of the matter is that's just the way it is. But they did try to, they took the book, Buzz Bissinger's book, and they tried to give you a little slice of Americana with that, but it's not. Texas, they fight over kids, they recruit, kids move, go live with grandparents, go live with other relatives, go live with friends to be within a district. All those stories are true. Florida has seven-man football that's as big as the 11-man game. It's an AAU feel to it in the state of Florida. Where do the kids end up going? Major schools, Florida, Florida State, Miami, SEC powerhouses, up and down the coast, ACC, and even some Florida kids will make their way to the Big Ten. A lot of kids will make their way to the Big Ten and the Big 12. That's just the way it is. It's a national feel to it, and it's phenomenal. So I digressed off the NCAAs because now what's really interesting to watch is once the kids get to high school, then obviously the college process takes hold, and now with NIL, name, image, likeness, we have a whole new dynamic. And in the weeks ahead, you know, we'll get through the spring, and, you know, once we get into summer, we'll get into this because you're going to see this thing really start to take hold. Right now, there's, you know, a select few. You got Arch Manning, obviously, who is committed to Texas as he leaves New Orleans High School, Newman, a private school once again, ends up committing to Texas. Just can't wait to see how he is marketed. Look what Peyton and Eli have done to kind of set the stage and kind of water the NIL garden, if you will. The name, image, likeness, what Arch Manning is walking into and throwing himself into in Austin, Texas, and they're headed to the SEC early, is nothing short of great. And I'll use my favorite word. It's phenomenal to watch what Arch Manning is going to do financially before he even remotely has a sniff of the National Football League. He is going to, his college career, there's no other way to look at it, is developmental for the National Football League, and he is going to be correctly and commensurate with his profile, he shall be compensated. And will it be above board? I believe it will be at a place like Texas. But at some of the other schools, and I'll single some out, Florida State, you could probably throw LSU into the mix. You could probably throw, I'm being borderline walking on a tightrope here, the Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Auburn, where there's a history. There's a history. Alabama. Now, granted, it was a while back where you had a coach going to strip clubs. You had a coach that drank too much and got in trouble. You had Mike DeBose. You had coaches that couldn't cut the mustard with all the pressure. It's a whole new era in Tuscaloosa. No question about it. But even some of these high-profile schools with the name, image, and likeness, it is going to be fascinating to just watch how this evolves. And at these major schools where the guys land the biggest endorsement deals, it's going to feel like NFL. And then this transfer portal situation is nothing more than the NCAA's version of the NFL and the other major sports version of free agency. And a college coach just this week was quoted as saying the obvious truth is, if we sign a kid and he doesn't get his minutes or get his snaps or get his playing time, playing time will cover the whole argument here, then we're going to lose him. We're going to lose him. There's no sitting around and waiting for that spot to vacate. These kids now have a mindset that it's either play me now and in some cases pay me now or I'm going somewhere else. The college coaching acumen right now has gotten so razor sharp and so delicate. College coaches right now have to change their whole approach. Rarely, in my opinion, will you see a college coach go after a five-star kid with the idea that he's going to develop them. It's not going to happen. Kids are going to go exactly where they always thought they should go, right from snapping their high school under the high school center, right to a Division I high-profile college program. They're going to want to start. They're not hanging around. They're not going to hang around. And they're going to go where they can play immediately because there's money involved and there's obviously getting ready for, in football's case, the NFL. And John Calipari has proved it over and over again. Just look at the NBA rosters and see how many Kentucky kids dot the NBA rosters. That's where we are with college sports. Is it good? I don't think so. And ironically, a guy from Boston, the Northeast, Charlie Baker, the former governor, a Rhino, Republican in name only, chosen, handpicked to head up the NCAA. Coming from a background of really an area where the college sports are so markedly downplayed, as opposed to the Southeast, the West Coast, the Midwest, the Northeast. Okay. Yeah, it's Holy Cross, small schools, the Ivy League, the Boston Colleges, Penn State and Rutgers will kind of give you the notion that they belong to the Northeast, but they really don't because Rutgers and Penn State both toil in the Big Ten. I don't know Charlie Baker. I don't know that this was the best hire. It's going to be really interesting to see his footprint on everything related to the NCAA, obviously the recruiting, the television money. This might be his strength coming out of a populated Northeast region, the TV contracts. And what they're doing in terms of TV money right now is just, as you know, it's crazy. The Big Ten Network, the Fox deal. NBC is going to have Saturday night primetime football, college football on Saturday night with a Big Ten matchup. And then Sunday night, NBC's got the National Football League. So right now, the college football world mirrors in many respects in the top echelon as the National Football League. That's what happened with name, image, likeness, the TV contracts, Texas and Oklahoma being the latest to jump to the SEC. And, oh, by the way, they're going to jump a year early. They're going to play out their final year in 23, and next year they're joining the SEC. Hundreds of millions of dollars to buy their way out of the Big 12. And interesting to note, Iowa State was out with news today saying their revenue due to sports, highest ever. Why? TV? Advertising, some success, but mostly the pro forma now includes buyout money as teams look for greener pastures. It's fascinating at the same time, and if you're a true dyed-in-the-wool, amateur college NCAA fan, it's a bit sobering because it's not the same. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's on the tube tonight. Celtics Bucks, that game's watered down. The Celtics injury list would be a great starting five for most teams. A lot of guys not playing tonight in Milwaukee for the Boston Celtics. Tiger teeing it off at Genesis on Thursday. Coming right back here on Calling All Sports, Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline. What's streaming? What do you be screaming about in the world of sports? I had tickets for Celtics Bucks in Milwaukee, and I'm a Buck fan. I want to see my team and the Greek Freak going up against the best in the league and the Celtics injury list tonight. That game tips 7:30 East, so that'll be wrap-up time into the late night where we are and into the early hours of the morning. The Celtics injury list tonight, look at this. Are you ready for this? You've got Horford out, Smart out, Jaylen Brown is out with the broken cheekbone, Jason Tatum is out. He is sick. Illness is all it says. Bucks, Celtics, I'll take a pass tonight. I can't watch my team get blown out, and they will get blown out by the Bucks. Magic Raptors isn't horrible. Kings, Suns, we'll take a dip at that. Late, we get a look at the Warriors. They hit the road for the Clip joint tonight, so they'll take on the Clippers down at Crypto in Tinseltown, so we look forward to that. On the ice, Carolina, Washington. Ovechkin's got a family thing. He's out tonight. But I'll tell you right now, Panthers and Blues, I would take a look at. Kraken and Jets, Bruins, Stars, Lightning, Avalanche, Pittsburgh and the Sharks. I mean, it's a big night in the NHL. College hoops, early, Creighton, Providence, pair of ranked teams. Greg McDermott's Creighton Blue Jays, 18th ranked in the country. Could make a little noise tonight against the Providence Friars. So that's not a horrible game in Providence. And then, you know, Notre Dame Duke, you know, name value, but not a great game. Where you're going to find it, Kansas State, Oklahoma, Kansas, Oklahoma State, Michigan, Wisconsin. So there's your college puck and NBA round ball action on a Tuesday. We'll be following it with scores, interviews, and highlights. Dominic Jimenez, outstanding job out of you with Dom's download. Back at it tomorrow on a Wednesday into a Thursday across the network. It's called Sports Byline Broadcast, SiriusXM, American Forces Radio Network. Have a great day.